You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Well, in the studio, we have a little special guest with us today. It's our buddy Raj, who's over on the sports station, on the sports side of things. Hey, buddy.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, you.
Morning. Thanks for having me in.
Hey there, fella. We're going to talk to Raj in just a second about what's going on in his life, because it's kind of crazy. He came in with a couple stories yesterday, and we were like, what? But before we do, I do want to read you guys a couple messages that came in over the weekend that I've been dying to get to. This first one is from Chris. I feel like this is something Josh would do, but Chris says, hey, I got to tell you guys about a major F-up. I told a woman that I was kind of hitting on that I had a killer entertainment system at my house because she's a huge movie buff and I was really into her, so I'm just trying to sound cool. I saw her a couple more times after that interaction, and by the fourth time we were getting really flirty, and I invited her over to my place, forgetting that I had lied about my killer entertainment system.
Jeez. So where is it?
Yeah. She said, maybe we can watch something fancy on that TV you have when I come over. Chris says, well, I panicked. I ran out and dropped $6,000 on a brand new top-of-the-line smart TV, sound system, and a wicked cool couch just to keep up the illusion.
Oh.
All before she came over, and he wrote, I'm an idiot. To top it off, it never really worked out with her, is what he said. And then he goes on to say, have you ever paid, you know, to cover up your tracks? Did you fake a vacation? Blah, blah, blah. Let me hear the most ridiculous and expensive lies people have had to keep up. So I'm going to put a pin in this because I feel that, like, might be a future topic.
Yeah.
And I feel like was something that you would do, Josh.
No.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
What are you talking
about,
for
as many ladies that roll through your house, I feel like there's a lie out there somewhere. But this dude had to drop $6,000.
I got a question.
Yeah, Raj.
Is it a nice entertainment system?
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, I guess we could give a follow-up.
Or did she come over and go, that's
ew, this is it?
At least out of a bad date, he got something.
True.
There you go.
True.
That's true.
He got a killer sound system and a nice couch and a big TV.
6K though, man.
So anyway, thank you, Chris, for that. This one is pretty funny to me as well because I had never heard about this. This is from Tammy. Tammy says, hey, JKJ, I need to know if I'm the crazy one here. My husband just casually mentioned that his family had a poop knife growing up. A poop knife in all capital letters. I thought he was messing with me, but nope, he swears it's a normal thing to keep near the toilet so you won't clog it up. He says many families have these. I have never heard it in my life. He even pulled up a website that sells poop knives to prove it's a real thing.
No! What? Wait, what?
She said, did I somehow grow up in a privileged poop-free home? Do any of your listeners have one? Please tell me I'm not alone in my horror. And that's from Tammy. Have any of you heard of poop knives?
This is the first I'm hearing of a poop knife. Like, and I'm disgusted.
I looked it up.
I'm so grossed out.
It's like a machete. You keep it in the bathroom for when you have a situation where things won't go down and you chop it up.
You guys ever seen that video of the kid who's running around an above ground pool with a knife?
Yes.
What do you
poop
have?
Knife.
What do you
it's
have?
A poop, knife.
It's a poop knife.
They come in different sizes.
So it's a real thing.
They come in different colors. It's a real thing. I didn't know this was actually a product that somebody is making a bazillion dollars off of.
So this is not a plunger situation.
Not
this
a plunger.
Is your stool is too large to...
or hard.
It's an Excalibur situation.
Yes. You feel
need
like
more
a mighty
fiber
warrior
is what you need
when you're in there. Ah! Going
what
ninja
is
on
this?
It.
The no, only... Katie and I are on that Metamucil life.
I know,
we get it.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a smooth move, you don't need
exactly.
This. The only thing that reminds me of is when I was first dating Nicole and we went back to Iowa and her grandparents lived in this old farmhouse with horrible plumbing and her grandpa was showing me around and there was a stick up in the bathroom, like leaning against the toilet. And he's showing me around and he's like, now you sometimes have to use this stick if you've got a hard stool.
What?
And he grabbed the stick and he was like doing the motion of like, this is how you got to jam it down the toilet. So that's the only thing I can think of.
Or if you have to fight off a bear, like, it's the only other reason.
If you're on the toilet
that
and there's an attacker.
the thing
is with this stick, though, it was, I mean, there was no discoloration. It was like plastic or something. So it had fallen on the floor at one point. It was just laying on the floor when I went in. And I'm like, what end do I grab?
Oh, no.
to stand it back up. So I just left it on the floor.
Well, yeah.
They need to put like an X on it or something. Yeah. It's like, grab this in.
This is the top end. Yeah.
Anyway, this is literally like the crap that comes in from our listeners.
Ah.
And I wanted to read it to you guys. I don't know. I didn't know poop knives were a thing. So if you want to sound off about that, 303-691-1649. We are going to move on now to what we want to talk to Raj about. Raj is on our sports station, and he's got one of these stories that we're kind of labeling as you're not going to believe this. And we kind of feel like everybody has a you're not going to believe this kind of story. What's yours, buddy?
All right. So, you know, when you try and do something nice for your friends and your family when they're out of town, maybe you go over and you walk the dog or you pick up their mail and make sure that no one's pirating their Amazon packages.
Right.
So my twin sister and her boyfriend were out of town in Mexico over the last weekend. They had a dog walker, but I was going over to the house to just check on it every now and again. And a couple of days ago, I get a panicked call from the dog walker who had left the house to go on to another job, go walk another couple of puppies down the road. She comes back to the house, calls me in a panic and goes, "You need to get here right now." I fight through an hour of traffic. This is the dog walker.
Gotcha, so
my sister's on a beach drinking mojitos. She's in Cozumel. She has no idea what's going on. Good for her. I fight through an hour of rush hour traffic. I get to the house right near DU, which is a nice little corner lot. What had happened was, and there is the fire department, XL Energy, and the police department. All in front of
the trifecta that you never want to see, right?
You know it's going to be a great afternoon when those three show up.
This is bad.
Yeah. Someone had driven a car through their front yard.
Yes.
Somehow missed the 40-foot cottonwood that is in the middle of their front yard.
Yeah.
Drove the car into the front of their home.
Awesome.
Ripped out the gas meter. So natural gas is just spewing across the neighborhood and into the home. Uncontrollably. I can smell. I get out of the car and go, what is that smell? Think I'm going to die from CO poisoning.
Yeah.
We try and figure that out. It costs, you know, 4.5 hours of my day. We throw a police report in. It's a hit and run, by the way. If you hit and run and you leave your bumper, your VIN's still on that. So.
That's what happened?
The more you know.
Oh, gosh.
Now, hold on. So what was the time frame from when the car had hit and the walker saw this?
It could have been anywhere between an hour to 2 hours.
So nobody noticed gas spewing from a house
for smell like
eggs, an hour? It should stink.
It should stink terribly.
There should be no one. What?
Not only did no one call 911 until the dog walker got back to the house, nobody heard a car crash into a living room.
What is going on in that neighborhood?
Unbelievable. So that, you know, that happens. I'm there until 8:30.
That neighborhood could have blown up.
Literally.
It could have blown up. You got one dude walking outside lighting a cigarette. It's over. Game over, Mario.
In a terrible situation, they ended up getting out, like, scot-free. So XL comes. It takes 4 some odd hours. They bring a backhoe into the front yard. Like, it's a whole construction project.
Good God, man.
They fix it. The fire department comes and goes. They deem it, you know, fine.
You're good for now, yeah.
You know, to habitate. So
you don't have hot water, though, because you have
correct. I go, that's your problem, Carly. Bummer. Yeah. So I leave the house at, like, 8:30 at night. It's starting to snow. I got to get home to the wife and the dog. We go to bed, and you guys live south. Like, it was very, very windy that night. 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. We live in a new development, and we're almost done. But the lot next to us is not. They're digging out the new lot. We have a yard right on the side of the house. We go to bed, and we hear a big crash at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Tell me it was the same guy that ran into your house. Some dude with no bumper.
Son of a gun.
This guy.
This is a me problem now, not a sister problem. Yeah. I say outlandish things on the radio. Apparently people don't like it.
Right.
So I look out the opposite side of the house. It's a metal sign that had fallen down onto the street because the leasing office. I go, that makes sense.
No,
that's the
deal.
Commotion, right? We go back to bed. Caitlin, my wife, wakes up at about 6 o'clock to go to work the next morning, opens up the blinds, and she goes, My wife hates the snow. I thought it was just snow. Oh, honey, calm down. It's got to be a couple of inches. She goes, Alex, get out of bed. I get out of bed. I go to the opposite window. Half of our yard has fallen off into a 15-foot crevice along with my fence.
What have you done to deserve this?
Are you a bad person?
Yeah. Apparently
I am. Is your family bad people?
I signed a contract at one point. So half of my yard is gone.
Oh,
the dog goes out there to go to the bathroom in the morning.
Never to be seen from again.
Just launches off the side of a mountain.
So, like, that would terrify me because the rest of the day, and, like, the rest of the week, because, you know, that's not getting fixed right away.
Nope.
I would feel like the entire house is going to just slide off into that hole.
Is it leaning? Are you good?
It's shaking.
What?
Man. We had the construction manager in yesterday. I had a meeting with him, and, oh, yeah, we'll fix this. We got to backfill in 2 weeks. Is my house going to fall in 14
He's
days?
He's all, meh.
So they continue excavating the lot, so I'm sitting in there after work, and the house is just...
Yeah. Oh my God, dude.
I don't even know how to react to that. Like, you showed us pictures. I mean, like, the half
of
your yard.
I'll give you guys the pictures. You can post on the Facebook.
Yeah. Do you have pictures of the house, too, that got hit?
Yeah.
It's gone, though. Like, there's a hole next to your house now. And is that just going to keep creeping?
Not an engineer, Josh. I talk about sports in the morning. I am not a smart man.
And in 24 hours, this happened to you? Like, one day?
12.
Oh, my God.
That's the universe,
crazy.
Buddy. You messed.
And
you,
all I ask
you screwed somebody.
All I ask of the universe is that they give me Sidney Crosby on the Colorado Avalanche in return.
Ah, sports.
Amen.
Sports.
Yes. It's not too much to ask, though.
I love these stories. And I love the stories of cars hitting houses. I'm sorry it causes your family pain, but I just love it. When I find out that a house was hit by a car, it's so good.
That's not a
nice thing to say, Jeremy. So good to me. I love it.
Tell me how that happens. Like,
that's the thing, because you are in your head going, how does that happen?
All of us have been less than perfect and attentive drivers at one point, right?
Right.
You look down at your phone to change the song, or, you know, you're obviously not going to change the radio.
You switch over to mix.
Exactly.
Is what you're doing. Yeah.
You know, you look down, the wife's asking you, hey, have you picked up the milk? And then you look back up after a second and a half.
In a house.
Maybe you've drifted 6 inches.
Yeah.
You haven't drifted 60 feet.
No, you have not. You've not taken out a gas meter, ever. I'm so sorry about both of those situations.
It's okay. I'm
That's
still
a
here.
Lot.
But I love it happened because I love these stories.
Better you than me.
So we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have some sort of story in your life, it's one of those you're not going to believe this stories. Like, you're telling it and people are like, whatever, you're lying. We just talked to our buddy Raj over on the sports station. Within a span of 12 hours, somebody ran into his sister's house, took out the gas line and almost blew up the house. And then he went home and they had a big sinkhole open up next to their house, and then it is currently swallowing their house. So, because you had a bad day.
Right? My gosh.
So we want to know, do you guys have a you're not going to believe this story? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And it really could be anything. A few of the messages that came in, somebody said, I once threw a Frisbee into a basketball hoop from farther than a full court in a gym. Not a single person saw it. Nobody believed me.
See, that's that whole, like, I hit a hole in one, but I was golfing
There's
alone.
There's so many messages like that. Yep. Another one was, I was playing darts at a bar, hit the back of a dart with another dart. Nobody saw it, says this guy. And then I do love this one. John says, when my grandpa passed away, I was at my dad's house. The front yard is almost completely enclosed by pine trees. I kept hearing weird noises, so I decided to go outside and see what it was. I shined a light up into the trees and was greeted with many, many pairs of eyes. There had to have been at least 20 to 30 owls just hanging out in the trees.
Oh,
he says,
my
grandpa had an interesting way with birds, a very close bond with birds, and he did a lot with a particular owl rescue. He said goosebumps.
Yeah.
He was the only one there.
Oh, my God. Gave me goosebumps.
Oh, I love that one. I love that one. All right. What's your you're not going to believe this moment? 303-691-1649. Josh is saying we got to talk to Patty and Nicole. So here's Patty up to bat first. Hi, Patty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, super dupes.
So good.
So do you have one of these moments? Like, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah, so I was running late to meet a friend, and I got in my car, and and my phone rang, and some beeper went off in my car, and I'm easily distracted. So I reversed without opening the garage, and my seatbelt got caught in my driver's side door. So I reversed, took off my driver's side door, and went through the garage door.
Shut up. Totally sober.
Totally sober.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm trying to puzzle this out. So the... What seatbelt was sticking out? It was the passenger side?
The driver's side. I hadn't put my seatbelt on yet, caught in the door. So the door was ajar, and when I reversed, it flew open. I went through the garage door and took off my driver's side.
Oh, Patty.
Good morning.
You're not going to believe this.
And then, how do you even explain that to somebody? Like, you're not going to guess what happened to me.
Were you with somebody at the time, a husband?
Well, it was at my mother's house. So then I got to walk in and tell her what happened.
Hey, Mom.
She lives in Greenwood Village. So she told me to call the cops so they could watch the house, which I thought was ludicrous. But since they have nothing to do there, they drove by every 15 minutes to make sure it was safe.
How embarrassing. Oh, yeah. I bet your mom was so proud.
Did you pay for the damages, Patty?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Do you remember the dollar amount?
It was $2,500, I think, around.
It's a costly mistake, my friend.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good, you're not going to believe this moment.
I'm going to put my seatbelt
on first now. Yeah, I bet you do.
Patty, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're not going to believe this moment. It's 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off, here's Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling. So what's your moment?
Okay, so ironically, I was on my way to a massage. And I was crossing an intersection of a street, and I see this car coming barreling at me from the right. And I'm like, okay, I'm on a green light. You need to stop. They didn't stop. And they hit me, like, square on the right side and threw me into the street. But I realized it was a car chase. He was running from the cops. This car was.
Oh, my God.
And so they ended up, because they hit me, they ricocheted, went to the right into a yard of another house and broke their fence. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I see the guy get out and start running. And then the police come barreling in after. And then I see them take him down. So I'm like, didn't realize in the moment, but I was a hero and stopped, you know.
You are a hero and you were involved in a real life police chase.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
That's crazy, Nicole.
You said it threw you out into the street. Did it actually eject you from your car?
No, just my car. My car was so little, it just like, I was like, whoop, and then, but I got to watch the whole scene, you know, like unfold.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And you were okay, Nicole? Yes. Like, you weren't injured or anything?
No, I was good.
Did you ever check to see if you were on Cops?
Right? I know. I was just waiting forever, though, because there's so many cops. I'm like, anyone going to check on me?
I know.
Oh, I bet.
Hey, over here, I stopped your perp.
Was your car totaled? Like, did he hit your car that hard that it totaled it?
It was pretty much done after that.
Oh my gosh.
Dang, Nicole.
Yeah.
That is a great story. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you. Yep. You're welcome.
See you later.
Glad you're okay. Bye.
Oh my gosh. That's a good one.
Can you imagine? And all that happened so quick, right?
She's sure it was like
1, 2, 3, 4, and then you're in the middle of the street and you don't even know what happened.
Oh my gosh.
How crazy.
The lines are still ringing. If you want to sound off the you're not going to believe this moment that happened to you in your life, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh is trying to quickly go through these. I got Robbie up next. Let me read you a couple more that came in on text. I once threw a pin at least 9 feet clear across the room and skewered a fly that was annoying me.
No way.
Legit, I felt like a ninja and I have no way to prove it to anyone.
I was going to say, like, you are now a karate champion. You should go get a belt.
That's from CJ. CJ says, not going to lie, that's probably my peak moment in life.
That's a flex, CJ.
This was a no names 303 number, though. Good for them. Was doing a service call at an equestrian farm. I went to the bathroom in the barn to take a leak, is what they said. The door was slightly ajar. The light was off. I pushed the door open, hit the light, only to see a goat dressed in a fleece vest eating toilet paper.
No, what? I did not expect that.
303 says he legit gave me a WTF are you looking at? I turned off the light and left. That's a pretty solid you're not going to believe this moment.
That's funny.
That's pretty good. Oh, my gosh. The lights are lighting up here. Robbie, go ahead.
Yeah, so way back in the day, I lived in Kennesaw, Georgia. Yeah, it's about as hillbilly as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And we went hunting the first week of spring break, or the first weekend of spring break. And my stepmother's told me, clean the weapons, make sure they're done by the time I get home. And if you want to, put together some ammunition. And I'm like, okay. So I'm cleaning the weapons. Hear a knock on the door. I've got a shotgun in my hand. And I'm like, well, I don't want to set it down. It's all drippy. It's all goopy. So I kind of walk to the door, open it. It's a police officer. First thing he does, hand to the hip. I'm like, whoa, I'm cleaning a weapon. No ammunition. It's like, oh, okay. He goes, we've had problems of people breaking into houses around the neighborhood, and I see that you got cameras. We'd like to take a look at it. And I'm like, I don't know how they work. You're going to have to contact my stepfather. Here's his name. Here's his number. I'm pretty sure he'll be more than happy to help you out. So dude leaves. I go back to cleaning the weapons. I get done. I start putting together some ammunition, and I hear glass break from the back of the house. So I quickly put some in a shotgun. I walk out. There's a dude that's going like through our china cabinet where our china and our silver is.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Bad timing on his part.
Right?
Yep. Quick turn around like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Why are you here? And I'm like, on the floor. And he goes, that thing's not loaded. And I'm like,
shuck.
Want to find out? I'm like, get on the floor. I walk over, call 911. The cop happens to still be in the neighborhood, comes over. I'm like, come around the back.
Got him.
He comes in. It's the dude he was there to warn me about half an hour, 45 minutes earlier.
Yeah, right. Yay, got him.
Let's go.
Going that's through the fine story. China.
Yeah, that's like a movie. Right?
That is a movie, that. Buddy. And you just happen to have your shotgun
like, well,
on you.
You did something right in your life.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Robbie, save the day.
Yay, Robbie.
That's crazy.
That's a great, you're not going to believe this moment, Robbie.
Yep.
You did it.
Somewhere I've got a certificate from the mayor of Kennesaw thanking me, but I have no clue where that
no
is.
No way.
Now you're just bragging, Robbie. Now you're just bragging.
And then the mayor.
Buddy, thank you so much for calling.
That's
a good one.
That's
a really
stuff.
Good one. Oh, my gosh, the lines are so full. Diana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. What's your you're not going to believe this moment?
So I got in the exact same car accident 3 years apart that both totaled my car each time.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. So first time was I was heading into work and lights are out at the intersection. So it's like just stop signs folded down. I'm looking. I start going through the intersection and out of nowhere, a car just barrels through it, not even stopping or slowing down whatsoever, and hits me on my driver's side door going like 45 miles an hour.
Eek.
And completely tolls the car. A lot of my coworkers saw it because it was like two blocks away from work. And they're like, that was your car. Are you okay? Mm. And I showed up to work the next day and they're like, why are you here? You just got in a traumatic accident. But I was like, yeah, I can walk. I'm fine.
Jeez.
So then 3 years later, I am at a work event with a new job, new friends. And the next day I am set to pack up my car and move 1,000 miles away. And I'm leaving the event. Same situation. There's lights out. They're just like flashing reds. I stop, I start going, it's a blind corner, and someone barrels through on the opposite
good
side
God.
And hits my car on the passenger side.
No!
Quick, name one person that you never want to carpool with.
I know,
anyone?
Right?
Anyone?
My insurance company hates me.
Yeah.
Oh, or they love
yeah.
you.
No, because they don't care yeah. if it's not your fault either, Diana, huh? Your rates go
true.
Up.
But
I know.
Still, like, you got to be careful.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, everybody was okay in both accidents. I was fine. Like, nobody got seriously injured or anything. Like, thank goodness for that. But yeah, I just pause a little extra at those intersections nowadays.
Yeah, right?
Good
Look
for you.
Three
well, we're
times
glad you're
even.
Safe.
Yeah.
Thank you for
yeah.
calling and sharing your story. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
She's like, you're not going to believe
gosh.
This. Two car accidents, two totals. My God. Angie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning.
Super dupes. What's your you're not going to believe this moment?
My hamster came back to life when I was a kid after he had died.
Now we're talking.
I need to know.
Screw all these
this.
Car crashes.
I need to know about
yeah.
this.
You
hamster.
Got a Jesus
I know, right?
hamster.
Yes.
I do.
Angie's got Jesus
so
hamster.
My dad absolutely hated like any pets that we had, like hamsters, you know, whatever. So he made us keep them out in the garage. And of course, Colorado winters are freezing.
Oh, no.
So I walk out to see my hamster in the morning. I know. And he was frozen.
He was a popsicle. A hamsicle.
He was. So I put him in a little plastic bag and into a little cardboard box. I was going to bury him later. And then, I don't know, later that day or the next morning or something, I come out to the garage and he is sitting on the step, just like cleaning his little paws.
Just waiting like, for you.
I'm back.
Like, identically frozen and thawed out.
He's like,
I don't believe it.
I know you put me in that plastic bag.
I don't believe
this.
We're
going to forget
about it. I don't believe it.
He lived for like another year after that. It was crazy.
Yeah. We hear about that all the time, though. Hamsters just like hibernating or they go
we
into
do?
Like
we do? We hear about this all
you
the time?
You do? Yes. Well, when your hamster died, we had a bunch of people text
true.
Us in and tell us they just hibernate and they'll come back.
My hamster was super sneaky.
Yeah, yours
was. He was not Jesus' hamster.
No, he was definitely frozen. He was not. I don't think he was hibernating.
He had a little hamster scarf on. He's like, damn it.
Yeah. He's like, I was sleeping.
Angie, I love this call. I love it.
That's
I love
great.
It. Cool. Thank you for having us on in the morning.
Thanks,
have a
Angie.
Good day.
Have a good day. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Jesus hamster.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It sounds like a kid's book, doesn't it? I got to get on that.
You do. You need to make that happen.
Jackie.
Hello.
Morning, Jackie.
Hello.
Good morning.
So I am saying that everybody has these stories that the, you know, you're not going to believe this story. So what's yours?
Okay. So my dad was a musician and the height of his career, he worked as a musician in Portland, Oregon, but he also worked, moonlighted as a shipyards person. So he worked on the ships and the shipyards and the ports.
Okay.
And he had a boss who was like, hey, I need a crane driver. Anybody, you know, anybody can do a crane driving. And my dad was like, I could do it. My dad could not drive a crane, like, at all.
Why did he say I could do it?
I know. That's
because my dad was the type of person who's like, I could do anything. And his boss is like, he's seen him do anything. So he's driving this crane, and he tips the crane over in the shipyards.
Yes.
And, like, that's, like, a no-go, right?
Yeah.
That's frowned upon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's a no.
And he was like, why did you say you could drive the crane? And my dad's like, you knew I couldn't drive the crane. And his boss literally walked away, and he was just left with this crane in the middle of the shipyard tipped over.
Jeez.
And my dad, like, he was a jazz musician, so you can almost imagine, like,
skilly
him
bop,
driving
skilly
the
bop,
crane.
Skilly bop, skilly right. bop.
It was ridiculous. And then I'm talking to him about it as he's telling me the story. And I'm like, where are the safety regulations? He's like, Jackie, it was the 70s.
He's like, it was yeah, a different right. time, babe.
Exactly.
Skiddly bop, skiddly bop.
He just got stuff done.
I love questions. It. This is one of those stories. You're
That's
not going to believe it.
Funny,
my
Jackie.
Dad tipped a crane over. Jackie.
I'm sure there are pictures somewhere.
Oh, jeez.
If you find them, send them to us immediately. Jackie,
I will.
Can't thank you enough. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jackie.
Everybody, skiddly bop.
Skiddly bop, skiddly bop,
skiddly bop.
Do, 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 do.
Skiddly do, do, do. Jill.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. So what's your, you're not going to believe this moment.
So I was in 3 car accidents in a span of like 30 to 40 minutes.
You got to stop drinking.
No, I was actually driving home to do that.
Oh, there you go. Was this
in
your
college,
fault?
In college on Thanksgiving Eve, I was driving home to go out with some of my girlfriends, and I was on it was snowing. I was on a north-south road in a rear-wheel drive Dakota Sport, and the roads were fine. It wasn't too bad. I got on an east-west road, and it was, like, all black ice. So I'm driving, not realizing I'm on black ice. It's, you know, I'm going about 30, 40 miles an hour, not too crazy. Spin out in a ditch, end up in the median. Cops come, tow truck comes, pulls me out. Thank God just my front tire was busted, so they put on a full-size spare. I get back on the road. I'm driving. I go up a bridge, spin out again, only going like 5 miles an hour, hanging over the overpass. Then,
oh my gosh.
Not like bad, like on the hill.
You need new tires.
Yeah. Well, it was a rear-wheel drive Dakota Sport in Michigan in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting back on the road because I was kind of over the hill. I'm getting back on the road. Somebody else spun out, sideswiped me. And then I remember both of us looking at each other because we were kind of facing each other. And he's like, you good? I'm like, I'm good. And we both got back on the road and didn't, like, stop or anything because both of our cars drove. I got back on a north-south road to get off on the exit, drove home the rest of the way, totally fine.
Good God,
Just
Jill.
3 accidents to get you there.
In
oh
that real rear-wheel drive Dakota Sport. from what I understand.
Yeah, and then I got home and I told my mom I was going out with my girlfriends, and she was like, over my dead body, are you leaving this house?
You're not going back out
Good
there.
Good God,
no,
Jill.
That's a smart mom.
You're lucky to be alive.
Mom move right there. Yeah. My gosh.
Thank you for sharing,
Detroit.
Jill. I know.
Oh.
Bye, Jill. Thank you.
Thanks, Jill. Bye.
Over my dead body. Irene.
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Irene.
What's your, you're not going to believe this story.
Well, I was proposed by lunch, and I'm proposed by dinner.
By the same person?
They took it back?
Yeah, of
what?
Course.
Proposed and unproposed?
Yes, well, it's a long, long story, but I mean...
Well, what's the 10-second version of it?
He's from Florida, so we were like on and off.
Yeah.
And he came kind of to visit and break out with me before an international trip that I had. So we kind of leave it there, and then I come back, and he's so up here, took me to Vail to spend the weekend. It was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then proposed me, and yeah. Like, it was so weird.
I want to know why he unproposed, though. Why did he unpropose?
I mean, I don't know.
We just got sick of you? He's like, never mind.
No, he was just, I kind of laugh a little bit the way he proposed because we were like freezing in the mountain. Like, it wasn't like a good time. Mm-hmm. And then I think he was kind of embarrassed and he said, you're right. I did everything wrong. Like, give me the ring back. And I was like,
well, that's not good.
He actually asked you for the ring back, Irene?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be with that guy.
No.
That's a funny story. Thank you, Irene, for
That's
calling this
funny.
Morning.
That's
funny.
Awful.
That's
she said
funny.
Now, she said now that she can laugh about
proposed
it.
Proposed in the
but...
morning, unproposed in the evening.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, you don't want to marry that
that's
guy
a,
anyway.
That's
Irene.
A Hallmark holiday rom com right there. Al, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing
good,
all right,
buddy.
Al?
First of all, thank you to everybody who's calling in this morning. My God, the phone lines are exploding. We're going to have to cut this off in a few minutes. But, Al, what's your you're not going to believe this moment?
Well, my story is when I was bringing a vehicle back from New Mexico, we do have a dealership out there in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, in Albuquerque. And I was bringing back a GMC Sierra. And luckily, it didn't happen up there. When I got into Pueblo, somehow the wheel blew up on me, and I almost lost control, but lucky I didn't. I was able to keep it in line. I ended up hitting a light pole up there in Pueblo, and I ended up going into the median, not really a median, it's like a ditch median, like a dirt median. I went in there, and lucky I was able to stop the truck right there, ended up with the airbag burn, and after the wheel blew up, I mean, the tire went up right across the highway, hit an exit sign on the other side of the highway.
Oh, my gosh. Holy, you're lucky it didn't take someone out.
This is like a scene out of a movie.
It is.
That's one of those things where the wheel goes rolling down the road and it hits somebody, you know, way down the road, and you're like, that person had it coming.
Yeah.
You know? Al, that's a good one, buddy.
Ow,
that's intense.
Gosh.
So intense. All right, we'll do two more. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Hey, we've got another Katie on the line. How about that? Katie, what you're not going to believe this story.
So my grandma was cut by Jello.
Shut up.
Oh, come on.
How does that happen?
Yeah. What
needed,
happened?
Needed stitches.
What?
So apparently she made a Jello casserole in the fridge, and she put it in and thought everything was fine. And then like a week later, she went to get something out from the back of the fridge and pulled her hand out, and it sliced the back of her hand like wide open. Apparently weeks ago when she put the Jello in, a little bit sloshed out and got frozen, like in the back, like you know how sometimes milk freezes.
Oh.
Yeah, and so yeah, so it was like a week or so later, and she was like, "What the heck?" And we had to take her to the hospital, and she had to get stitches. And
Grammy,
was,
no,
and not yeah, the Jello.
So I thought she just had thin skin.
That was the most delicious tasting wound ever.
Right?
This wound tastes
like
cherries.
Tiny, tiny, thin, frozen shard of Jello in the back of the fridge that nobody knew about.
I don't believe
it. Gosh.
Absolutely insane. No. It's a good thing she didn't have her head in there. She could have been decapitated.
I know.
It could have taken her head clean off. My God. Katie, thank you so much for calling. That's a great one.
That's
All
funny.
Right, let's do one more. Chris, you get the final word. What is your you're not going to believe this story?
All right, so I manage a store on Colorado Boulevard. And for a couple weeks, we've been hearing footsteps on the roof. And knowing we didn't have anybody living above the store, because it was a single story, business. So we were listening to footsteps, and I finally went around the side of the building and climbed up to peek my head over the top of the building, and I could see what people were living up there. So we monitored a little bit, let the landlord know, hey, we think there's somebody living up on the roof. So every so often we'd see this guy and girl come down and walk past the front of the store.
What?
So one day I followed them to the back of the store, saw them climbing up on the roof, and, you know, they were living on top of the store. So I reported to the landlord. I said, this is the time you need to come. So the landlord finally reported to the police, and then one morning there was one police officer in the parking lot watching the building while another police officer went up the backside of the building. And next thing we hear, footsteps running, and then I see the homeless dude jump off the roof, land in the parking lot,
what?
And tear off across Colorado Boulevard.
What? He jumped off a roof?
He jumped off the roof, landed in the parking lot, ditched his girlfriend on the roof. So the police officer in the parking lot.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I just gotta run faster than you.
The parking lot gave chase for just a quick moment, and then he's like, forget this, that guy's crazy. So he tore off across Colorado Boulevard. The officer who's on the roof brought the girlfriend down, put her in the back of the squad car.
Oh my God,
and they,
Chris.
Like, reconvened in the parking lot.
Jeez. And then they stabbed somebody with some frozen jello. That is an intense story, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
On the security footage from inside the store, because I don't even monitor the parking lot, and I just see this body like coming down off the roof and tearing across the parking lot.
He's like, I'm out.
He's just like, ah!
He was so high on meth, probably. Yeah. He's like, I'm out of here.
I can fly.
Whee!
Jeez, man.
Chris, thank you. That is one of those unbelievable stories. Thanks, my man.
Oh,
later. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, wow, there's a lot of those.
So good, and we had to cut it off. The lines were still ringing.
Yeah, that's insane.
Cassidy wrote in on text, and Katie's like, oh, my God, we got to get her on the air.
Yeah, that was
and I think you said it just like that. Oh, my God.
I did, because it was a heck of a story.
Cassidy's got a great story. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Josh, can you believe this?
I can.
So I got Cassidy. Hi, Cassidy. Good morning.
Hey, JKJ, what's up?
Hey, I like that.
Just chilling. So, you're going to get the final word on this then. Katie absolutely loves your story. So tell us what happened.
Oh,
what's your moment?
Yeah, so it was a few years ago now, and it was actually my roommate who was the center of it. But essentially, she had a cursed car. And when I tell you this car was cursed, I mean it. So it started, she went to go to work one day. We've lived in the same place for a couple of years now. It wasn't like a sketchy place. She dropped her bag in the car, had to go back inside to get something. By the time she came out, somebody smashed her window and stole her bag. It had her wallet and her credit cards and everything in it. And, you know, going through getting a new ID, and she had to pay to fix the window and get all her credit card stuff and things like that. And
it's horrible.
So it was just a horrible thing. Yeah. And it was kind of like a freak thing. A week later, she was driving through town, totally normal, was going to work, stopped at a traffic light like you do, and a light pole fell on her car.
Shut up.
How random.
Right?
No, how random is it? Have you ever seen a light pole fall over on a car?
No. So she's just sitting there and it crack, crack, boom, hits her.
Yeah, she was just at the red light. It fell over. It smashed her windshield and the front hood and all. Yeah, it was horrible.
What?
So... she started to get that, like, oh my gosh, I'm definitely cursed kind of thing, and, you know, whatever. So a couple days later, when she was going to get the, like, she went to get the car fixed, and she got it back. She drove home to visit her family, not very far away. Again, not a bad place. The car got stolen.
Oh my God.
Come on.
It had gotten fixed. After it got fixed from the light pole, it gets stolen. So they found it a few days later. The police found it. It was, you know, stripped and didn't have any window, you know, wheels, and they took a bunch of stuff out of the engine and stuff. And so she sent the car in to get it fixed, and she was borrowing her dad's truck because she needed, you know, to get around to school and to work. The truck got stolen.
No,
come on.
You're making all this up. At this point, you're making this up.
I swear to God, it happened. And she was like, she started to say, she's like, I think it's me. I don't think it was the car. I think it's me.
I think it is. She's got bad mojo, bad juju.
Yeah. Yeah, so then they got...
Oh,
it's not done. It's not done.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not over. Because they got the truck back, they found it, you know, same situation where somebody had stolen it and stripped it, and they got both the cars in to get them fixed, and she finally gets her car back, and she drove it back. It seemed normal. It was like, okay, we have to be at the end of this. she got T-boned at an intersection. Oh. Somebody ran the light and totaled the car.
What did she do?
I know.
What, like, seriously, is she a bad person?
Yeah. Past life nonsense happened.
No, she's in some sort of insurance fraud issue. She's doing this on purpose. I feel like there's something behind the scenes. Is she, like, really wealthy now? She's really rich.
No. And she's so sweet, too. Like, she's the sweetest, you know, out of our whole group. Like, she's always been kind of the mama bear, really sweet.
Aww.
And when the car got totaled, she's like, you know, I'm just glad to see it go.
Yeah,
it's time to start
a new car.
It's time to start Ubering, I think, for her.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, she got a new car after that, and she's been fine ever since. So I think it was the car or something.
That's great. Gosh. What's your friend's name?
Her name's Lily.
Hi, Lily. Shout out to Lily.
Poor Lily. I'm glad
out there. Be safe, Lily. Cassidy, thank you. Katie was right. I'm glad we put you on the air.
Thank you for telling that story.
Yeah.
No, thank you guys. You make my mornings. I love listening to you.
Aw, thank you. Tell all your friends about us, all right?
Of course.
Bye, Cassidy.
Thank you. Bye.
Wild.
Wild.
Intense. Like, my gosh.
Something was going on.
Dude.
With insurance fraud.
No, I just think sometimes we get those bad stretches of luck in our life, but that just lasted a little long for Lily. So
that's some bad luck.
Hopefully that new car's treating
especially,
her a lot
better. I get the car's getting stolen and all that, but when you're just sitting there and a light pole falls on you.
How does that happen? And I, last night, or the night before when it was so windy, I was watching the light poles. I was in my car and I was like, gosh, what would it take for one of those things to snap, you know?
Apparently just some bad juju.
I think it's just, you know, you roll
being
up
mean to somebody in high school.
Yeah, I mean, apparently. Yeah. Some karmas would have
karma's
taken
coming
that
back.
To
so many people
down.
Get their cars stolen here, too. That is wild.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Cassidy and everybody that called in this morning.
Yeah. And Colorado just is one of the states that has the worst reputation for getting their car stolen.
We sure do.
Like,
stop
why our
doing
insurance
that,
is
people.
So high. Yeah, it's a bad thing around here. So.
Jeez.